This is quite something.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Hi, Niall & Show. I listen every day to your show, so think this might be a daily dilemma. I've started seeing this girl, and so far, the two dates have been a walk and Chinese.
Great.
Grand. Normal. She asked me last night, was I free for bingo this week?
Oh.
I thought she was having a laugh, but no. She says she goes every week, and it'd be a decent date. What girl in her 20s thinks a lad in his 20s wants to go to the bingo? She's given such granny vibes. The thoughts of her shouting, legs 11, or knock at the door, is fairly ickish. How do I tell her I will see her again, but she needs to get a grip of herself and not call going to the bingo a date?
Oh, God almighty. First things first, if she is playing bingo, she will not be calling legs 11 or knock at the door. That's the bingo callers.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been a bingo caller.
Have you? Oh yeah, I was at your bingo. You were a very successful bingo caller, you were.
I knew all the phrases.
A great night was had.
Yeah. It was a 90th birthday party, I'd like to point out.
Yeah, but we all played.
Everyone played.
Of all ages. Mm. Bingo is universal. Like, I haven't been to bingo for a long time, apart from when Niall did that at the party. But when I was growing up, I was saying to Amy this morning, when this came in last night, it reminded me that my lovely granny Doreen used to do bingo down in her local hall in Dublin. And I just remember it being one of the greatest afternoons every week, right? I used to go with her, I think, during the summer or whatever. She was the caller.
Oh.
Brilliant. Doreen. She had the knee-high boots.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant woman. But I don't think there's an age on bingo. And I think if you think, oh, you're just going and it's just a granny vibe thing, then why not try it? Mm. She's after telling you. She enjoys it. She thinks it'd be a bit of crack. Like, why are we so against trying something that's just meant to be a little bit of fun?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And why are we calling it granny vibes and all that kind of thing? If this is what she does in her spare time with her friends and you like her, then you need to get on board. It's just a little bit of a hobby or an activity to do. I really think this is way too deep and too, like, it's ickish.
Just jumping to conclusions there. Bingo is huge with all ages. Okay, I think traditionally people associate it with their grand going to bingo, but nowadays people of all ages do it. Like, for example, in Waterford, the Forum is a huge music venue. Closed the music venue. Turned into bingo hall. Jammers.
Wasn't it a real thing? I don't know, was this before that, but wasn't during COVID, wasn't there a big like online bingo, and didn't they used
Might
to do
possibly.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Well, we've always had telly bingo twice a week.
Honestly, I just feel like with this guy and you telling us that she needs to get a grip of herself and it's ickish, and
it sounds like a great date.
Yeah, and it's another,
because you're doing something, you're having a laugh, there's a game element,
and it's another one of these examples of the girl has asked you out on a date, she wants to go bingo, she wants to have a bit of crack, I'll go with her. But I tell you, like, it's another one of these examples of, like, what you're setting these limits on yourself if you're not willing to explore going on a date with somebody to do something a little bit different. Mm. Aren't you just putting yourself in that thing of, you're not going to meet somebody. You're not going to meet someone. I'd love to go to the bingo.
Okay. Give us your thoughts. What would you say to our emailer? 085 102 9103. Do you love the bingo yourself? Let us know. You have spoken. James says, it's this lad needs to get a grip. He is a girl who's no problem showing her true self and what she likes to do.
Maggie said, bingo is some crack. Would rather that than a walk any day of the week. He has a problem, bless his soul. Doesn't think bingo is a nice way to spend an evening together, but probably thinks a night in a dodgy club that stinks of stale is covered in God knows what. Mm. Yeah. The lad's got his priorities right, hasn't he?
Okay. Yeah. Linda says,
I couldn't read that out.
I know there's some shocking bits in there.
Yeah.
You're still focused on the jigsaw.
I was on the jigsaw,
Linda says, my 20-year-old goes to Salou with her boyfriend every year and they play bingo most nights. They love it. They've won nearly €500.
Paul said, bingo's great crack and nothing ventured, nothing gained. You might go and enjoy it, God forbid.
All right, let's hear some voice notes. Joe was on.
Who doesn't love bingo? Like, bingo is great crack altogether. The fact that she goes every week and she's inviting him basically into her world, this is something that she enjoys, this is something that is her hobby, and she wants to share that with him. And all he sees is, oh, well, this is just ick. He's not seeing the bigger picture. You know, he has to look at the bigger picture.
Okay, let's hear from Cathy.
Good morning, Niall Show and Amy. Bingo is the best night out ever. There's all ages that go. And listen, if he hasn't tried it, give it a go. You can only try it once. And I'd say he'd have some great crack there and would want to go again. Yeah. Great night out. Bye, guys.
Thanks for that. And Chantelle is another bingo aficionado.
Morning, guys. I think this guy should just embrace it and go and try something different. Like, me and my partner were running out of things to do on date night and we decided to do bingo. I suggested it and he was a bit, I don't really know. And I was like, well, I'm sure we'll just see how we get on, like, might be a bit of crack. And we actually ended up having good crack. Like, we had a couple of pints. It was at our local pub and we actually really enjoyed it. I think I won like a line or something, so like the buzz of winning money and everything like that, like, I think if he went, he might actually enjoy it. He definitely shouldn't judge her anyway. Like, there's so many different things out there to do than just going for pints and going for dinner. Like, try something different, do something different, you might actually enjoy it. So yeah, my advice would be to just go with it. You might actually have like a really good time.
Thanks, Chantelle.
The point of it, like, just taking it too seriously or thinking that it's something that it's not. You haven't actually tried it, so maybe you did years ago or something, but you don't know how much fun you're going to have. And that's the resounding messages that we've got this
week. I just get very frustrated and go when my numbers don't come up. And, like, everyone else seems to have a few crossed off and I don't. And I'm just like,
Well, you were the caller and I won absolutely nothing and I still had the time of my life.
Okay.
All right? So it's about taking part.
Those prizes weren't great, like, on the night, you know.
Some good prize.
Garden shears or something.
I would have taken that. The prize is the prize.